Good morning. Today is June the 4th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you open your Bibles with me to the book of Romans chapter 10, we'd like to share some verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And verse number 10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, today as we read through these scriptures written by the Apostle Paul and authored by the Lord Jesus Christ, we're drawn to the word salvation, that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the word of God says that you will be saved. You know, salvation unto God, beloved, is truly a gift given by our Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. Through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we today as believers, we today as children of God, have that free gift of eternal life that was offered through Jesus as he shed his precious blood and as he died on a cross, paid a sin debt that we today could not pay, and seek him and by faith believe that he has forgiven us and that he has brought us forth. And beloved, today the word of God tells us so clearly that if we confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the word says you will be saved. What a precious gift, what precious and powerful verses that the Apostle Paul gives us in these words. You know, in my life every day, one of the greatest joys that I have is to share the word and the gospel message of Jesus Christ with those around me. Sometimes I find a hard wall. Sometimes I may find just kind of a narrowed corner, sometimes, if you will, an illustration of how the people may react to my sharing with them the gospel message. You know, sometimes I feel led so strongly by the Holy Spirit to come and to share and to witness with someone else. And yet when I go there, I find that because of some unknown reason, whether that individual may not be available to speak or the contact that I feel so strongly to make is not able to take place. As I generally return back to my quiet place, I seek the Lord and I ask the Lord God to help me and I ask the Lord God to give me patience. I ask him to give me understanding. I ask him most of all to give me insight and I ask the Heavenly Father each time to, Lord, show me and lead me and guide me, Father, so that I may be a witness, a valid witness, Father, for you each day of my life. So many times I think the greatest testimony and the greatest witness that we are is what we have within us in the way that we, you and I today, beloved, live our lives. You know, sometimes it's in the way that we show kindness towards someone else that maybe has a special need. Maybe it that we visit someone at a hospital. Maybe it be it that something at our workplace where someone may come to us with a special need. However it be that God leads us and directs us so that we may be in the presence of someone with a special need, surely what they're looking at is that of Christ within us. The way we live, the way we act, the way we speak, the way we share God's love, and how God uses us, you and I today, beloved, to share his message, to share his truth, share his compassion, and share that wonderful, amazing grace that God blesses us with. You know, the Apostle Paul speaks, it says in verse number 10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Believing in our heart today, as the word speaks, that we today believe that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer, is our Savior, is the one that God sent forth, born in a manger, nailed to a cross on a hill called Calvary, was placed in a borrowed tomb, and there, on the third day, was raised up by the power of God. We can always know, we can always have in our hearts the truth and the understanding of knowing that Jesus Christ loved you and I so much that he gave everything that he had so that today you and I, beloved, may have life and may have life everlasting. I would ask you today if you would bow your heads with me. Father, today we're truly thankful, Lord, for this privilege and this opportunity that you have blessed us with on this Thursday morning, God, to come together in spirit and in truth. Lord, today as this brand new day begins, Lord, we at this point have no understanding of what stands before us. Lord, we truly know about the activities and the schedules that we may have ahead that's scheduled to be done in our lives. But Lord, one thing we truly don't know. Lord, we don't know who you may place in our path today, God, that we may witness and we may share the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Father, as the Word testifies to us that if we confess with our mouth and if we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, then we shall be saved. Father, may we share this simple gospel today. Lord, we're drawn to the thought of understanding of how Jesus in the evening as Nicodemus came and spoke to him and shared with him that how must we be saved? How must I be saved? Lord, when we hear those words given by a friend or a family member, Lord, I would ask that you allow us to be a bold witness. God, may we be a truthful witness in the lives of others, Father. Lord, may we be that faithful witness, God, that you've called us to be. May we share that joy and that peace, God, that today we have in our hearts. And through the faith that we walk by, Father, today, and surely through the shed blood of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. We'd ask you to help us, God, to be what you've called us and created us to be, God. May we lift up, bring joy, and praise, God, upon your precious name this day. Lord, I pray for all those that are sick and shut in. Pray for those today, Father, that may be going through a valley. Father, today, may we be that encourager. May we be someone, Father, that someone knows that they can call on at a special time of need, at a time of sorrow, maybe, Lord. Father, I would pray for each and every listener today, God, that you would touch and bless, that you would lift them. May you meet their needs, God, physically and spiritually and surely financially, Father. May you just touch them. May you provide, Father, what's needed in their lives, Father, in a way that they may be a testimony and they may be a lifelong witness, God, for your goodness and of your grace, God, in their lives. Father, we love you today and we truly thank you for loving us. We just thank you for waking us up this morning, Father, giving us that very breath of life, God, that today we have. Father, today we ask you, Father, again, that you would receive our praise and thanksgiving, God, for all things. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.